Consumer sentiment jumps as near-term inflation expectations sink. By John Carney on January 13, 2023. U.S. consumer sentiment got a bigger-than-expected boost as the new year kicked off. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index rose to a score of 64.6 in January, topping expectations for a 60.5 reading and last month's 59.7. This was the third straight gain for the index and the first reading above 60 since April of 2022. Despite the better-than-expected reading, sentiment remains depressed by historical standards. The January figure is 3.9% below the year-ago reading. The average in the 21st century is 84.2. The index that tracks sentiment around current economic conditions jumped to 68.6 from 59.4. A 15.5% improvement. That is the best reading since April of last year but still below January of 2022's level. The barometer of consumer expectations for the economy rose to 62 from 59.9. This is also the highest reading since last April but below the level recorded at the start of last year. Consumer sentiment remained low from a historical perspective but continued lifting for the second consecutive month, said Joanne Hsu, the director of the survey. Sentiment was boosted by a surge in current assessments of personal finance thanks to higher incomes and easing inflation. Department of Labor data shows that average hourly earnings rose 0.3% while the consumer price index declined by 0.1%. Real average hourly earnings rose month-to-month in both December and November. Compared with a year ago, however, wages still lag behind inflation for a real decline for 1.8%. Expectations for inflation 1 year from now fell for the fourth month in a row, dropping to 4% from December's 4.4%. This is the lowest reading since April of 2021 but significantly above the 2.3% to 3% range in the 2 years prior to the pandemic. Expectations for inflation over the next 5 years ticked up to 3% from 2.9%, remaining in the narrow 2.9% to 3.1% range for 17 of the last 18 months. Long-run expectations ranged from 2.2% to 2.6% in the 2 years prior to the pandemic.